Three of Hearts is a podcast of queer joy and silly laughs coupled with sad people and grave danger. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Previously on Three of Hearts. Agent Vellum spoke with Jack Spade in a demiplane where Jack was fused with the Lake Sanguinea. Jack explained that bridge offered him a world where Sanguinea was still alive and Jack was a normal dog, which tempted Jack because he is overburdened by the shadow cast by Sanguinea's legacy. Their mission was to destroy Bridge and Providence and Pandemonium, whose magic is responsible for the unexplained, injurious thaumaturgic situations that Suits exists to secure. Vellum reminded Jack of his accomplishments and his relationship with Greggins, which snapped him back to reality. Meanwhile, Spar and the others found shelter and took stock of their situation. He learned that Ishbala's memories have been altered to believe that she works for a crocodilian version of Suits from a world where she never had to cut ties with her extended family. By comparing Ishbala and Jack's situations, the agents realized that Providence and Pandemonium is granting people personalized illusions of their ideal lives. As they contemplated what this means, their safe house was revealed to be a dorm run by Bridge and run by Anaya, the deceased mother of Anya Whittlesby.
So yeah, before we get started properly, we were going to talk about what was learned last time on this podcast. So, what was learned? I don't remember. I wasn't there.
I've run several fevers since then, so my brain, my memory's not so good.
Okay.
Well, I took notes.
Good.
I was there and have not had any fevers. So, let's see what my notes say. Okay. Providence and Pandemonium used to like chill in a maze in Sullenspade. Is that right? And it used to be that if you solved the maze, then you could pull from the deck of many things. But then somebody gamed the system, which broke the whole thing, and then there was too much power, and there was a schism. And
was that
the schism
someone more follow you, or was that just a theory?
Jack thinks so.
Oh.
Christ, that was too hot. Your question was too hot, Hila.
Hi.
Hila, oh no, asking a plot question, Jordan just diving out
I'm
the
out.
Fucking window.
I can't go.
Just, yeah.
It's a theory that Jack has, but we don't know for sure.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Also, did Providence and Pandemonium used to be one being?
Yeah, but that was even longer ago.
Okay.
Yeah, that was something that Gambler actually told you. They used to be called Prosperity.
That's right.
So then there was a schism into two groups. One group was like, let's collapse the tunnel so nobody can get here. And the other group is Bridge.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Current theory of why spontaneous thaumaturgic incidents need securing is because those are the places where like the underground tunnels come close to the above ground parts of the world. So it's sort of like wild magic kind of popping up.
Yep.
Vasa Obscura is built on some of these tunnels.
Is this like a... Man, me like 10 years ago could tell you what this was called, but me today can't. Like what they call it in Doctor Who, that Cardiff is situated on a specific spot that's like a magic ley line.
I don't know. I can't think of what that's called either, but I would call it the Hellmouth from Buffy. It's that.
Okay, yeah. And it's also a thing in Supernatural, and it's also a thing in Shansha. It's like the dragon veins that lay inside the earth. That's like the connection of the spiritual energy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I call it? The setting.
Cool.
Even though I guess this podcast is not set in Vasa Ventura. Anyway, go on.
No. It for being the place that we're from, we just don't go there.
No.
Uh-huh. I think that's all I have about Sullenspade.
That's pretty much it, yeah. Just the other thing I would just note is that, just to reiterate, Jack is from there. Jack and Sanguinea left during the schism. and they're very, like, pro, leave the neck alone, it should stay down there.
Mm-hmm. Jasper was also from there?
No.
No, Jasper's from Stoneloft?
Jasper's from Clovenheart. Do you mean Sanguinea?
No, I was thinking Jasper was familiar with, not Jasper, Josepha.
There it is, yeah.
Too many J names.
Sorry.
It's okay. Josepha is from
Stoneloft? Yeah, Jordan.
Josepha is from Stoneloft.
Okay, cool. That's what I was thinking of.
What's Josepha's last name?
Get to know.
Okay, so that was one of the possible ways to, like, get a... If we were going to do the quest where we run around getting signatures, we needed to get one from somebody in the Get to Know family. Was that
That's
right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
Don't worry about it.
It'll definitely come up early in this episode.
Okay. There was a thing that you mentioned in one of your previously on that I hadn't put together. So this is not directly related, but it's related because we're talking about pot stuff. Was it that because of the weird magic that's going on in Stoneloft, Max thinks that they're a version of Vellum?
Well, yeah, that's part of it. And also, yeah, yes. And they just think, because of the conversation that you had, that you are Vellum from the future.
Right.
So speaking of Max, was there anything else on... I always want to say Pride and Prejudice when I look at my notes, because I always just write Kimpy.
No, I think we're good on those, on Pride and Prejudice.
Okay. So what is currently going on is Pride and... Oh, Jesus, it's not even a bit. I just legitimate, not a bit. The fucking deck.
Yep.
Is trying to offer
the
people, quote-unquote...
That's a different deck of cards.
I don't think it is. it's trying to offer people, quote-unquote, better lives. Mm-hmm. So, like, what it's trying to do, wish fulfillment, right? And so Jack got Sanguinea back. Ishbala has, like, an AU where her family didn't have to break from Claudio for her to be in suits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then Stoneloft as a whole is sort of... Their AU is wartime because that's when they were, like, quote unquote, safe. They were, like, that was, like, pre-Morpholomew.
Right.
I asked, why didn't they go to, like, a place, like, a pre-Morpholomew place? Like, why not go all the way back to a time when there wasn't war? And Jordan said TBD, which is to say, like, you will find out in the, we will find out in the future. Not to be determined, like... Like, but there is a piece of the puzzle we don't have yet. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Okay. That's my recap. How'd I do, Teach?
You did great. That's perfect. Hey. I do feel like we should we said don't worry about it to Ela earlier about the other thing, but I will just remind Ela. Mm. Basically, we know that Sorrel is in the Zong Archives, which is like the most protected building in Stoneloft. And only the archivist is, like, allowed in the Zong Archives, unless you have permission from three people in town. Well, three entities, I should say. One of which being the head librarian, one of which being the Gatineau family, and one of which being the Church of the Arms of Alma, of the Goddess Alma. Goddess Alma.
Okay.
Which is where you are currently, allegedly.
I don't remember that at all.
I only remember from, because I heard it again when I was editing.
Yeah, I promise it's real. But I think Max said it like one time, and then a whole body swap arc app happened between then and now. So, like, that's so valid.
Do we want to talk about the leveling up we did?
Yes. Well, hold on. I want to do it by proper, like, where we are on the show really quick. Which one do you want to do first? You pick.
I was thinking since we're already in shop talk, we may as well bundle it here because this is all already above the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go for it.
All right. So we briefly talked about this a couple of episodes ago, and it's come up once. So Spar has a couple of new ultimates as a result of the Godex's fucking with him, which, you know, at least he's getting something. One is in, we took it from Space Kings, it's called LinkedIn. We've renamed it to We Come as a Pair. which is one time per session. As long as you can communicate with a character, they can flip using your stats or vice versa. An unnamed Kronoshava power that will allow a rewinding of time at a cost to Spar's health. And then a more straightforward level up, we got an extra point to put in an attribute. So I stuck that in charm for Spar, which also bumped his crit up to 4. And we got 2 dots to put into skills. And so I bumped his persuasion from a 2 to a 4.
Mm-hmm. For me, or for Vellum, I suppose, not for me personally. So I did not get ultimates that you could find in the Space Kings books, but I did get a couple new things. One of them is being able to do the runic and somatic magic without the TM radio.
TM radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The other one being a new function on the triple threat, which is now the tetra threat. The new ability is called Talisman. It can be used to protect Vellum and others from Providence and Pandemonium and the cards. It can also act as magical interference towards magic that's being used against Vellum. While I'm talking about the Tetra threat, I was thinking, I have on here a note back from when we first made the triple threat, that it can only use one ability at a time per arcane core, and I have a second arcane core in the TM radio. But now that I can do magic without the radio, I could take that core and put it in the Tetra threat, and be able to use 2 abilities at once.
Hell yeah.
I think I'm going to do it. What do you think, SA?
2 thumbs up.
Cool. That'll be fun and also add to all sorts of shenanigans and things that can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of shenanigans and things that can go wrong, I also got a gun.
Oh yeah. You got a special cool gun.
That I haven't had the chance to fire yet, but I'm excited because some of my ultimates trigger when I shoot. It is a gun from Gambler, and so I think we haven't like super discussed this on mic, but I think the way it operates more or less is like there is one bullet to shoot, and you kind of thumb it into the cylinder and spin it like you're in a spaghetti western.
Uh-huh.
Which, and then SA rolls a die. It has 1 lethal as long as it doesn't land on a 1.
Uh-huh.
Because if it lands on a 1, then it doesn't fire, is that right?
Correct.
And what does the die do? Is that, does that determine the damage?
No, if you get a 6, you get lethal 2.
Oh, cool. Yes, thank you.
And then you just flip like normal to deal damage.
Great, excellent.
Yep.
Oh, aha. That's where I found the notes I made.
It should have a cool name. Can we give it a cool name?
I haven't given it a cool name yet, but what do you think for the Kronoshava power about calling it 11th hour?
That's great. That's my favorite balance arc.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is probably mine as well.
It's not my favorite, but I do like it just fine.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I need more space on my character sheet, or I just need to write smaller. Okay.
Cool. Or 2 character sheets.
No, that's just crazy talk.
Okay, sorry.
I just hadn't spaced out enough space to write in my note about taking the core from the radio yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if anything happens to Vellum and Spar needs to use magic, he's going to need to take one of the cores out of the triple threat, tetra threat, and put it back in the radio. Just so you know, SA.
Uh-huh, yeah, because that's something that Spar would be confident doing, is using magic.
I was going to say, and then hand the radio to someone else.
Yeah. Okay, and then for Vellum's abilities, I also put a point into charm. I figured that with everything is a little bit still a lot in both Spar and Vellum's lives right now, but he's feeling a little bit more confident in himself. So he has another point in charm. So Vellum's crit is also 4. And I put my skill points into performance, because we know that Vellum can play instruments and sing. And so now, if that becomes a necessary tactic in upcoming episodes, I can flip better for it.
Hell yeah. Go when Vellum has to go velvet in canon for some reason.
Yes.
That should be a thing. Code velvet. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Do we do it?
I think we did it. You tell us. You tell us if we did it.
I think we did it. It sounds like we did it.
Good recording. Okay, good night, everyone.
Good pod.
Now we can start the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So the door to this room is open. I've seen just a crack as like Vellum and Spar are looking out it at Anaya Whittlesby, who is a halfling woman dressed in like kind of white, like robish attire. Yeah, she says she welcomes you to Bridge, and it's just that's where we left off.
How does Spar overlap with Anaya's time in Clovenheart? Would he know her face?
She never went to Clovenheart. Angus family went to Clovenheart and was kind of in response to her death.
Okay. Would there have been like pictures of her in the house growing up?
Yes, you definitely have seen her before.
Okay. Did we undogpile ourselves? Because at last I remember, Spar was tackling Nat and Ishbala was sitting on Spar, but I don't remember if we...
No, we undogpiled and Nat is being good for the time being and Ishbala is kind of watching her.
Okay. Did we get Nat's hands tied? I feel like that's a thing.
Oh, I think so. I think so, yeah.
I would want to do. I don't remember if I did. If not, I would like to...
I think so. And if not, we can just retcon. It happened.
Yeah, and take any obvious weapons from her.
Yep. Sounds good.
How much does Anya look like her mother?
A good deal. Yeah, they have, like, a similar sort of, like, jaw shape and hair texture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back when you were really young, you did know what Anya's eyes looked like, and they're very similar. Kind of a purplish color.
I think Vellum will look to Spar, because I'm not sure if Vellum knows that Anya's mom is dead.
Mm-hmm.
It may have come up, it may not have.
Yeah.
But either way, I think he's kind of looking to Spar for how should we react to this.
And Spar looks like he's seen a ghost.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I should also say, this woman is like partially translucent to Spar, which even makes her even more ghost-like. The same way that like there was a Sanguinea ghost around Jack. It's like, look, she looks kind of like that, but there's no other person. It's just a ghost person.
Where's Anya's dad?
You don't know?
He was doing terrorism.
He was with Chrysalis, yeah.
Okay. But, like, we don't know, like, that he's dead or something like that, right?
Correct.
Okay. Does he have a name?
Graham.
Seeing that reaction, Vellum will step forward and, I guess, like, offer to shake her hand and then isn't sure, like, do they shake hands? Is that...
she'll take your hand and shake it.
Okay. He'll say, you said Bridge, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
I see,
She gestures to her white robes, which have, like over the breast, has, like, a double red, like, chevron.
Mm.
And she'll say, which is, you know, to be the symbol of the goddess Alma, of like, who's, like, a goddess of, like, healing and shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And Anaya says, I formally follow and have devoted my life to Alma. However, my family and I are sort of stewards of Bridge and what its magic has done, and are thankful for what its magic has done for Stoneloft.
I would love to hear all about it. He looks to Max and looks back at her and says, "My name is Cowlin Vellum." Like, in case Max decides to introduce himself as Cowling Harrington, they can at least just have the same first name, and that's weird enough.
Anaya kind of chuckles because she's like looking past you a little bit, and she says, "Two Cowlins in one room, what are the odds?"
You know, it's a small world. You've met Cowlin Harrington before then?
Oh, yes, everyone knows Mix Harrington. They're the one who brought radio to this town. It's a lovely little trinket, or I shouldn't say trinket, like gizmo.
It is indeed. I'm quite fond of it myself.
Just everyone's welcome here. May I ask what brings you to our guest room?
As you can see, we were in a bit of a scuffle earlier, and we're seeking some shelter and a moment to patch ourselves up.
Okay. I know that's like kind of true, but it's also like a very small part of the story. So can you give me a charm or presence and lying to kind of like convince her that that's all there is to know here?
The fact that we teleport ourselves here and we're running away from the guards and all of that stuff?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. You said charm or presence and lying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
I'll be transparent. She flipped 2 successes. To see through.
Okay. It's 2 for lying. Am I healthy? Have we taken any damage?
You have a curse on you from Providence and Pandemonium that you cannot get the healthy flip until further notice. Oh,
that's right. I get 1 for eclectic. Charm and presence are both 3. So let's see what we got. I got a jack of hearts, and that's it.
Okay. Do you want to drive?
Should I drive? Because I don't, you know, on the one hand, I would think if this place is a sanctuary of sorts, they are probably used to people being vague about their problems. Mm-hmm. So maybe she won't ask about it.
Okay, do you want to let it lie?
I'm going to hope for that.
Okay. She pulls out a gun.
Damn.
She narrows her eyes for a second, but then she like kind of lets her suspicion drop, and she nods and says, "Well, we would love to talk with you in the morning if you would like. Perhaps help find you somewhere more permanent to stay. But it is quite late right now." And like you mentioned, being interested in bridge, we would be more than happy to talk with you about that as well. For her 2 successes on like kind of inciting y'all, she's going to look at Spar as well and say, "Is something the matter, sir?"
"Just a long day."
She nods.
Vellum reaches over and squeezes Spar's hand.
She says, "Is there anything I can get you in terms of food? Beverage before you rest?"
"That would be wonderful. Thank you."
She nods and closes the door, and you hear her walk away.
Is Merafina unconscious at the moment?
Yeah, she's sleeping.
Okay. Velm's gonna look to Jack and ask him if he recognized the person.
You guys can only communicate. You guys are communicating like telepathically still, because Jack does not have a collar.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "No, I can't say that I have, or that I do recognize her."
Okay. I was curious.
Should I?
Remind Ela, is Spar in on this, like, 3-way telepathy, or is that, like, a opt-in thing?
I believe Spar's in on it.
I thought it was a Vellum to Jack directly, but I'm not gonna...
I choose to believe you. So, yeah, it's a Jack Vellum connection.
Okay, so it is just the 2 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Vellum will say to Jack that I believe it is someone that Spar knows, who, judging from the shade of his face, probably deceased.
Jack nods, says, given what we have determined about Providence and Pandemonium's goals here and their influence, I suspect this town is full of ghosts.
Perhaps quite a bit more literal than I thought. Yes, I agree.
Also, I just want to, update. Nat seems to have found, a pretty quick sleep, but it is, the least... most people have, a kind of peaceful expression in their sleep, right? She's, mm-hmm. the grumpiest sleepy person you've ever seen in your life.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you guys talk at all before Anaya returns?
Spar's not volunteering anything.
Uh-huh.
He is just still staring at the door.
Yeah. I think Vellum will try to... I think he's going to try to say something. I don't know how well this is going to go. We'll see. Spar, I don't know what's really going on or what any of this means, but...
Is she transparent to you? Is she partially transparent to you? Can you see?
Yes. Just like Sanguinea was.
Cool. Good.
If you want to talk about it, I'm more than happy to listen, but I know there's a lot. And I think he just kind of trails off there.
Before long, does a knock at the door?
Vellum will go and answer it.
Yeah, I was going to say Spar will not answer it.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, when you answer it, Anaya is already walking away. The food has been set on the ground on a tray. Mm-hmm. And she turns to see you and she kind of gives you a smile and a bow and wishes you a restful evening and departs.
Vellum will politely tell her the same and pick up the tray and bring it inside.
The food is like a miso soup with tofu in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also just some like bread rolls.
Good.
Spar, not really joking, will ask Vellum, should I study photographs of your parents? I mean, we're doing dead parents, I think, so I just want to be prepared. Would they be here? Is that a thing?
You know, we might as well. If Gray has their way, then it might become relevant. So, and I think Vellum will rummage in his suitcase to pull out the picture that Anya had given him back.
Hmm.
So many, many episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And show it to Spar.
And Spar takes it and studies it and is committing these faces to memory.
Mm. Kellen / Max just kind of looks like it's kind of uncomfortable by what's clearly a heavy moment for Spar. Mm-hmm. And says, you should eat. It helps with processing, challenging information.
Vellum agrees.
Spar also agrees, and so they do it.
Good.
Does anything significant happen before we go to bed?
I don't think so. I have 2 points of damage from bonking heads a bunch with Nat. Uh-huh. How do I un-head bonk?
Sleep will do it.
Okay.
Sleep is the great healer in all RPGs.
True.
Vellum could also probably give you some pain meds or bandages or whatever. A massage.
I think just sleep is going to be probably the best thing.
Yeah.
And these are bunk beds, and they're single, so no. I mean, you can double up if you really want to, but it's really beds meant for one.
Spar will take whatever the closest one is to the door.
Okay. Mm.
Vellum will take a bottom bunk. I don't think he particularly cares which one.
And also, Spar will ask, do we want to take shifts? Keep an eye on that. And
yeah. Ishbala will nod.
Velum also nods.
Spar nods at Ishbala and says, do you want to take first watch with me?
She nods. Sure.
Does Jack curl up with Velum?
Yeah. Like maybe at the foot of the bed.
Yeah. Spar tells Ishbala, normally on nights like this we'd play cards, but yeah.
She kind of laughs herself a little bit and nods. So as Velum and everyone else goes to sleep, Spar, can you give me a wit, I guess, investigation for awareness?
Sure. Wit is 4 and investigation is 4. I am cursed, so I don't get the healthy card, so that's 8.
Go ahead and flip 9 because there's a sleuthing relevance key here.
Thank you. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes, please.
Woof.
Using a new deck, I'm just making sure. Okay, that is a 3 of diamonds. So yes, 5.
Ooh, what's your deck?
I'm using the Pride Knights deck.
Oh, nice.
Which I've used a couple of times, yeah. But it is not enough to instinctively know what the 3 of hearts is.
Yeah, so valid. Actually, that's the same way on my Kirby deck, so I think last time I flipped it and didn't know. But anyway. So, Spar, I mean, you're watching that anyway, so you notice as... So I think we've talked about this a little bit before. I don't know if I mentioned this. So the way she wears like metal like armor. I mean, she's not to sleep anyway, but she always has this like a cutout in the armor that makes a tattoo on her of like the sun on her right thigh visible, and it glows whenever she uses a magic granted to her by a goddess, and whose name I definitely remembered, which is Solhalla.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
As soon as it happens, Spar says, hey.
And the the ropes fall away off of her hands. And she says...
You get out the spray bottle.
She raises her hands immediately, I don't have anything in them kind of gesture.
Spar gestures at her leg and is like, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. So can I please sleep without my hands tied?
If you betray us, I will find the tallest fucking tower in this city to drop you off of.
Dang.
At this point, I wouldn't even fight you.
He reaches out his hand to shake as a deal made.
She shakes your hand and says, do you realize how thoroughly you've humiliated me?
What's there to be humiliated about?
Well, in the motorcycle chase with Governor Thorne, I got left behind in her sidecar. And you just got away. I couldn't even hit you. Then, on the road, you guys stopped me immediately. And then Governor Thorne sent in some fucking freelancers to deal with you in Yue Liang. Because she couldn't trust me to deal with you anymore. I was so close to getting her respect. I'm the newest Bramble Guard, okay? Like, I'm in the inner circle, but I want to be closer to the inner circle. And that's not going to happen.
So she's got a crush on Governor Thorne. Is what you're telling me.
She was there the day I was playing Thorne. Spar's like looking at her slightly in disbelief and is like, why would you want Thorne's respect? She's stupid and cruel.
Yeah.
Why does it matter what she thinks of you? Just for the record, I assume this is happening very quietly. So the sleeping people can continue to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And she says, I care because... And I know if anyone can understand this, it's you, okay? I care because my parents served under her. And they always really wanted that for me, too. They fought with her at the, with your parents, also, at the battle to reclaim Vasta Natura. And countless other times.
Spar went on an entire face journey of, from, and I know that, like, you'll understand this, his eyebrows went all the way up, and he was about to say, like, you don't fucking know who I am. And then she, like, finished, mm-hmm. and now he's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
She does know who I am. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's now it was going to be like, oh, you don't know who I am, so I can fight you. And now it's like, oh, no, I want to help you now.
Yeah.
What was the very, very last thing you said that ended in sometimes?
Oh, and they fought together other times before that as well.
Sure.
And she adds, like, I know Belladonna is cruel. I don't know what to do about that from the outside, but I did think maybe if I got close to her, I could make Vasta Natura a little better and make my parents proud of me, okay? There. You've coaxed my really stupid story out of me.
It's not a stupid story.
She just kind of stares at you.
What do you want? Your parents want you to be a Bramble Guard. What do you want?
To honor them. To do right by the Kuminichi, because they took me in.
Are Thorn and the Kuminichi on good terms?
They're on medium terms.
You can do better than Thorn.
Well, what do you suggest?
Going and living in the woods with your big girlfriend, Darla.
She's so big. And she made sure there's lots of fish.
Nat says, you're not exactly the expert on gainful employment anymore.
Damn.
No, I was about to say, I don't know that you want my advice, but I think starting with finding out what you want and what you want to do. Don't ever let somebody who you don't trust point your sword for you. And I don't know, I would also drop Belladonna off a tower if I could, but she fights mean. And I don't think that getting close to her is going to change anything, unless by close you mean. And he, like, mind stabbing.
Uh-huh.
She kind of laughs.
Meanwhile, and, like if Vellum were part of this conversation, he'd maybe have something to say about not following in your parents' footsteps because that's what you think you have to do. Spar, you know, it's
Spar knows.
Yeah, he's learning this, but he hasn't said this yet.
Yeah. No, he's circling through options with Nat. Yeah, but like that is one of the things on his mind. I know what he will say if that becomes like conversationally appropriate. Mm-hmm.
So she kind of like breathes through her nose in like a laughing kind of way and the stabbing remark and says, it's not like I've never wanted to, trust me. You know, it's certainly never been personal that I've wanted to, you know, hurt you or anything or Agent Vellum. I mean
maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
With the humiliation. But
Yeah. So the second time it was a little personal. I don't know you two, you know. But because I do think the way that you two have behaved is reckless, but I also think that you may not have had better choices given what you've been going through.
Is Nat altered?
Yes. Yeah, she's a werebear.
Spar says, look, I am not the best spokesperson for Clovenheart. But it was a base of resistance for a long time, and it could be again.
She nods and says, I guess resistance is really what I'm interested in, or, you know, it's what I'm good at, hitting things to make things better, which is Sounds shitty when I say it out loud, but she shrugs and is like, it's what?
Yeah, yeah, what? Spar's making the face of, like, same hat, same hat.
And she says, I'll think about it. Thank you.
With the 5 successes from earlier, can I tell if she's genuine or she's, like, lying or hiding something?
No, she's being very genuine with you.
Okay, okay.
She says, I do know a lot about what the world was like under Morpholomew from my parents, and I do, you know, I have this idea. I understand a want for order to create peace, but when that order is earned through force, it's not order, it's just a more pleasant kind of imprisonment. And I think that's what Belladonna wants for everybody.
Imprisonment is very orderly.
She nods.
There's always room at the Felspar table for dissidents and revolutionaries, and I'm sure Lunavella would love to meet your bird.
Oh, she smiles at that. Says, speaking of which, the reason I wanted to get up and about, well, I didn't feel like I was wanted here, but also I do wonder where Kalinda went off to. But she's pretty smart. I bet she could keep herself safe.
If you promise that you're not fucking with me.
And she offers her hand and says, I'm not fucking with you.
He shakes her hand and gestures to her stuff. And it's like, you're welcome to go or stay. I mean, things with us are not, God exists, keep showing up, which might be your thing. He like sort of gestures toward like the spot on her armor cutout again.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad. It's tumultuous. You're welcome to stay. You are also welcome to go. As long as you are not moving against us. And when he says us, he looks at Vellum.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not moving against us, I don't have any quarrel with you. Sorry about earlier, the tackling and humiliation.
She shrugs and says, you know, it was mutual. I would have done the same thing.
He nods as a like mutual respect nod of like, yep. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then she says, I think I'll be back in the morning before morning even. I don't know. I think that staying with you, sticking around with you a lot is more interesting than going back to Belladonna and telling her what happened. So
try maybe take some roles for Kalinda.
She does and says, I have one question before I go.
Shoot.
I like you. I fight to help people. That's the goal. But the person I love is a bit more reckless with the safety of others. So let's leave it at that. And in that dream or whatever it was, that other time when I saw you, you were proposed to by someone who took everyone hostage a minute ago, and so I think that you might have some experience with that.
Spar rubs, he like fully covers his face with his hands, and like through his hands it's like, yeah, that's true. Yep.
She kind of laughs to herself and just says, what did you say? Or what would you have said?
I've been turning Tatiana down for years.
Nat kind of grins and goes, that tracks. And yeah, she takes a roll, throws a backpack on, and takes her sword and heads on out. Meanwhile, and we should head to the Mitro. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, meanwhile, Ela, in the distance, saying, what would you say if it was Vellum?
Yes, but not right this moment, please.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but can we get married in like 20 minutes, please? Not right now.
Thank you.
morning or evening, everybody. I am your GM slash host slash wingman, Jordan Quiverns. And my pronouns are they, them. You can find me on Blue Sky at Jordan Quiverns. And you can find me on Instagram at Jordan at Quiverns. And where you should find me is in the podcast Discord, which is in the description below. I didn't think of an agent fact yet or a world fact yet, so I'll get back to you on that. Essay.
Hi, my name is Essay. I use she, her pronouns. You can find me on Tumblr at Citrus and Salt. I play Miriam Felspar, who uses he, him pronouns. I also don't have an agent fact prepared, so I'm going to pass it to Ela while Jordan and I think.
Wait, I have mine now, if I can interrupt really quick.
Yeah.
Nat has a smaller bird named Flick. I don't know if Flick has been mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Flick is with Kalinda, wherever Nat finds them. And Flick is the size of one of the roles that Nat brings, but somehow by morning, Flick has consumed an entire role.
Good.
Flick is an icon. My spar fact for the day is that when he sees birds, he thinks fondly of Lunavella.
Oh, that's aww, so cute.
Weird little bird beak kisses, which is pressing cheeks together.
Cute.
All right, now I'm done. Ela.
This is Ela Alexi. You can find me online at Ela Alexi. I use they and he pronouns, and I play Agent Cowlin Villam, who also uses they and he pronouns. This week's Agent Villam fact is something that I certainly related to and maybe thought up while the past few weeks I have been dealing with pretty severe cold and just being miserable and not being able to really quickly and easily take a medicine to just make it go away. So when Villam is sick, he definitely sulks a bit because he wants to keep working and doing things. He has many varied interests and he likes to stay busy, but he knows that when you're sick, you need a lot of rest and you shouldn't push yourself because that's not going to make you get any better faster. So he definitely does not care for being sick. He does not recommend it. If at all possible, he would avoid it. I imagine he's a little bit of a handful when he gets real sick. You gotta tie him down to the bed so that he doesn't keep getting up every few hours to try to, you know, go and work on something.
That's so valid.
Unlike Spar, who just keeps throwing back whiskey, like hot toddies, to keep him moving and then abruptly passes out because he is extremely drunk and sick. And so then he sleeps it off.
Uh-huh. That's a good strategy.
It's a terrible strategy. You should not be drinking a ton of alcohol when you're sick. You should be hydrating. But it does, you know, it does get him to stop moving for more than 10 minutes. So, you know.
Uh-huh. I think that's it for the intro. Wait, I want to read one of our testimonials for the Discord. I've collected testimonials over on the Three of Hearts Discord for the Discord. I just had it. Okay, this is our original what gave me the idea. This is from a user of Thy Dungeon Gal, who said, yeah, this server is very cool. This is where I became trans of gender. And then added, not the whole truth, but come on. So yeah, come to Three of Hearts Discord, it'll make you trans. Somehow Essay is held out, but, you know.
We're working on it.
I keep trying! I'm trying so hard!
I think this is my sincere thought, is that, like, I mean, Essay is honorary trans, and one of the ways you become honorary trans is if you just, like, think about gender enough to know certainly that you're not trans, mm-hmm. as opposed to most people who just assume that they're not trans.
Right.
I've heard this referred to as cis plus.
I like that.
I like it. You're cis plus plus?
No. No coding no. jokes allowed in this gender.
In this gender, no. Is yeah. it because you're non-binary or...
Boom!
No, it is much funnier, though, to just joke about, like, the decreasing number of spaces where Essay has another cis person. It's just uh-huh. every day I look up and I'm like,
Alrighty.
One day, back to the podcast. we'll turn around and Essay will be the lone cis person standing in the world. She will be everyone's token cis friend.
This is a conservative. This is a conservative dystopia, and a. But in reality, it's a utopian fiction.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm already everybody's token cis friend. So
true.
Applications available. If you need somebody to be binary, drop me an anonymous ask on Tumblr.
Whee! Do we switch watches? I mean, do we even have a watch anymore now that Nat is gone? What's going on here?
Yes, still watches, yes.
Okay, so then like a Vellum and Max watch now?
If Spar wakes Vellum up, he'll take watch for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Spar will swap.
Okay. So yeah, Vellum, what are you doing while that's happening?
Also, Spar sleeps in the bunk Vellum was sleeping in.
Aww. It's adorable.
Does Jack stay sleeping?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, he does.
He might need the sleep.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. It's the Cowlin Watch. That's what we're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cowlin Watch 2024.
Cowlin. is it Cowlin Watch before Cowlin Warning or vice versa? I can never remember.
I don't know. I think Vellum doesn't really know what to do with Max because I also don't know.
I can take the initiative if you don't have anything particular.
Yeah, either that or like, could I flip something to see if Vellum pieces together that Max is being affected by the Stone Loft magic, or...
Sure. I guess when I wrote that previously on, I just thought that we all knew. It was said on the podcast, but I guess not. Oops. Ela, yeah, go ahead and flip intelligence investigation for putting pieces together.
Okay. Intelligence is 4. Investigation is 2. 1 for eclectic. All right. Oh, well, shit. That is a jack, an ace, and a queen of hearts.
Wow. How many total is that?
That is 6 successes.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of successes.
Mm-hmm. It's more than I was expecting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If that many successes, you do piece it together that... I mean, you don't know. Obviously, you don't know Max enough to know the details, but you see what happened with Ujbala, see what happened with Jack, people basically being made to believe alternate versions of reality that are more palatable to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it stands to reason. I mean, Max even thinks that you look the same. Like, clearly they're seeing some other version of the world, right? And so that makes sense. To you, that is what Max is going through.
I think Vellum will gesture for Max to, sit down across from him or next to him and just say anything you want to talk about, or...
He looks at you for quite a while, and...
Could give you some hints about the future.
he laughs at that, but it's a very forced laugh. And says, I'm not a fool, and neither are you, right? Like, I heard you two explaining to Ujbala what's going on, and as soon as I started interrogating the idea that I might be under that sort of effect as well, it just made a lot of sense to me. In my earliest memories, Gradia was everywhere. But when I came to Stoneloft, they'd never heard of it.
They'd never heard of Gradio?
No. And so there was this idea that I brought Gradio to Stoneloft, and I'm like, why wouldn't Gray have done that, you know? But I never thought about it. I never thought to interrogate that. Like, my mind was choosing to ignore it.
You know, our minds work in strange ways. Things that may not make logical sense are not invalid. Just because you feel something different or you understand things to be differently doesn't mean that it's any less real.
Unless the entire town is under some sort of grand illusion. Which, that's what's happening, right?
That does seem to be the case, yes.
There's this concept in philosophy called a phantasm, and the idea of your mind willfully refusing to learn new information in order to keep in line with your existing worldview. It seems like that's what's happening to all of Stoneloft. Everyone's under their own mini phantasm that's part of one macro phantasm. Everyone's living in their own version of reality that does not hold up to scrutiny, but nobody's scrutinizing it.
Right. You know, we originally came here to figure out what was going on, to look for our missing friends. And I don't know what the answer is. I never know what the answer is. I judge things as best as I can, and I make decisions, but I'm not infallible, and I don't know what the best course of action is. You know, when I was talking to Jack earlier, they were under the impression that Sanguinea was still alive, and how much better life could be if Sanguinea was alive. And there was a moment where, of course, I wanted Jack back. Jack means a lot to me. They're one of my closest friends. But if bringing Sanguinea back would make them happy, why should I try to stop that, even if it means losing them? So I don't know what to do. I don't know. Should we find a way to stop all of this magic that has Stoneloft in such disarray? Everyone, for the most part, seems to be doing okay. Some seem to be happier. There's certainly going to be some challenges and problems, like anything, but it shouldn't be my decision alone to stop it, I don't think. But at the same time, if talking to the people involved and showing them that it's an illusion is what causes the illusion to break, then that's in a way taking the choice from them. Vellum just kind of is rambling and...
Yeah,
I think Max needs to interrupt him before he just, like, goes off into a whole other knot of philosophy.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I think, right now, I think I'm you. And so if we put our heads together, like, we have a great mind. So if we put our heads together, it's like one really, really great mind. Sorry, Wednesday decided to become very annoying all of a sudden. Wednesday, what are you doing? She wants to eat every cord.
Tasty.
Okay, she's stopping for now. Okay, so Max says, look.
You know what's better than two of the same mind is diversity. Diversity is the basis for creation. Our differences is what makes us unique, what makes us interesting.
You're getting to the heart of why I think you're wrong about what you just said.
Tell me.
Because
I think Vellum's getting a little bit excited about being wrong.
Because Providence and Pandemonium isn't offering them a choice either. Right? I mean, they offer them a choice in the first place, but they don't know the extent of what's going to happen to them. They live in an illusion. I mean, if I understand correctly, this Jordan makes some assumptions that Vellum would have shared some things, but if I understand correctly, Jack chose to leave that. Right? Presented the truth of the situation to him, and he ultimately came to that conclusion. We don't have any evidence that knowing there's an illusion breaks the illusion, because Ishbala still believes what she believes. I still don't know what's going on with me. Not fully. And the other thing is that because everyone's living in their own, we'll call them phantasms or illusions, they don't exist in a wider context. Everyone exists in their own world. And you're right, diversity is important. And they are, by choosing to live in an illusion that might make them happier, they are selfishly
isolating themselves.
Yes, and that makes the world worse. Because they're robbing the world of themselves. The world is at its best when everyone exists in a community. If everyone exists in isolation, there's not even a worthwhile world that exists. If what Providence and Pandemonium's ultimate goal is, if this is even the case, is to let everyone live in their own fantasy, I mean, the world's going to crumble. To think from just an ethical perspective, one, people deserve choice, and two, when people choose to opt out of the world, they hurt everybody else.
I have a theory.
Okay.
About what your situation might be, if you'd like to hear it.
I'm all ears. You asked me if I knew the name Max. Is that related?
Yes. I have never met Max before, but knowing what I know of the people in Max's life, I believe there's a good chance that you are Max Harrington.
They nod.
And he lets out like a big breath. Our childhoods were very different in many ways, but both had a specific turning point, and we were both so young, I don't know that there's anything that we could have done.
Our parents' death.
Yes. I wish I had gotten to know you sooner, and I wish I had known to look. I was so wrapped up in my own hurt, I didn't think about who else might be affected by my parents' death. And I know Uncle Gray has done her best, but I wish I could have grown up knowing you.
Max thinks for like a long moment and says, sorry, cat. We're having a moment here. Okay. So Max is clearly like thinking for a moment and says, so based on what you're telling me, Gray is your uncle too, but you don't know me.
Yes.
But you said Max's name is Harrington. So Gray kept us apart. Max nods and says, why?
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 If you are indeed Max Harrington, your mother killed my parents.
And... what?
I was just laughing that we both said "and" at the same time.
Oh.
I was laughing because after that very serious statement, there was a Discord disconnect and reconnect sound.
Oh my God.
I didn't hear that.
So one of you bailed on that conversation very briefly.
Max says, so Naomi Espinoza, I mean, I know that name. She killed my or your parents. She's
Max Harrington's
my
mother.
Mom. And you see, like, a tear roll down Max's face. And says, I'm definitely breaking free of this whatever is on me because my, I have a cat back at my shop and her name is Mimi. And I just realized she named after my mom.
Is Destiny
I never knew
here?
Why I named her that. I think Destiny's back in the car.
Okay. I think Vellum will nod and kind of put his hand on Max's shoulder.
And Max says, I'm not fully sure why I wanted to be you, but I'm pretty great, so you must be pretty great too. And as much as I'm sure it's going to be tough, I want to meet you for real.
I would like that.
Max seizes suddenly and then lets out like a long shaky breath. And then just like fully starts sobbing and buries his head in your chest and says, it's nice to meet you, Cousin Cowan.
Vellum will wrap his arms tight around Max and take a hand and smooth it down their hair. Mm-hmm. And say, it's a pleasure to meet you, Max.
Three of Hearts is S.A. Monik Tola as Agent Felspar and our primary editor, Ila Alexi as Agent Vellum and our artist, and Jordan Quiverns as our host. We play a game called Space Kings, created by Kevin Cole and Super Tri Studios. You can purchase the game at spacekings.space. Our intro music is Dogtective. Our mid-tro theme is At Last, a Piano. And our outro is Ghost plus Guest. All of these tracks are by Louis Zong, and they can be found at louiszong.bandcamp.com. We also have a Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/threeheartscast, all spelled out, that is T-H-R-E-E, heartscast. Support us for any price you can afford, and receive access to all perks, including gag reels, and to the opportunity to have an NPC named after you, as well as bonus episodes and written stories set in the world of our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks.